How's that mean to you? But the man is going to feed him plenty. All he means is he might have to take a job. It costs so to stay on the land. You know that, Marty.
All I know is Rita gave me the job for taking him. And then you drive him out like that man and stay around him for taking anybody.
So what are you going to do? Catch him buffalo.
You'd like to take a little picture. You ever seen me before, Lee?
That's where you want to go.
Just right next door to Buffalo, pal. Just like that, the order brings with an easy rifle shot to cut money.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Don't Write, Telephone, starring Jack LaRue. Does Not Pay, starring Jack LaRue as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone. Every thriving business, no matter where or what, has assets. When the owner or the manager takes a leave of absence, goes on a business trip, or merely on vacation, he tries to see to it that those valuable assets are protected. The same procedure applies to organized crime, which operates in a very business-like manner. The assets of organized crime are the territories it controls and the rackets by which it profits. And when the boss in any district leaves town, a quick lieutenant is charged for the protection of those assets. Therefore, when the moment came, we are done, big boss in the city, called in Marty White.
You sent for me, Leo?
Yeah. But he's gone, Marty.
Oh, I heard. You see, nobody ever bothers me.
I know. That's why I sent for you.
Well, what's up? UDA?
Yes. That overgrown flatfoot is actually trying to make good on the promises he made to the judge to elect him.
Well, I haven't taken care of.
Now, that wouldn't be smart. Funny about the dumbheads who elect characters like the DA. Knock off their boy and they get real mad.
And nobody operates until somebody fries for the job. No sense paying off that way unless you have to.
I get it. So you're closing shop for a while, huh?
No, not exactly, Marty. Me and the boys are going on a lam for a while, till the town cools off. Meantime, we thought you might like to run the joint for us.
Could be. What's in it?
You'll be taken care of. At least 10% of the take while we're out of town. More if you do a good job.
Am I supposed to do this by myself?
You can have Shiv Scannell. Everybody else is hot on a pistol.
Well, you got a deal. When?
Now. I'm catching a plane tonight.
You were pretty sure, weren't you, Leo?
Sure, I was sure. Nobody ever says no to Leo Dunn. Not even Marty White. He lives very long afterwards.
Marty. Something on your mind, sir?
Didn't even look at the mail yet.
Nothing in it.
How can you tell you didn't look?
I can tell you all about this job. Come in around noon, sit here till 6, make a few rounds till 11, hit a couple of the clubs till 3, same tired day, same tired routine.
Go home, hit the sack. The next day, the same thing. First thing you know, I'll be going to church on Sunday just so to break the monotony.
What would you expect, fireworks or something? You know Leo and the fellows got this territory sewed up like a Scotchman's pocket.
Well, I figured something would happen. Something would get out of line. I don't know. Something.
When nothing happens, that's okay by me. Here, read the mail.
I told you there's nothing in it.
Here, here. This was marked from Buffalo. Captain Mangan, it looks like. He stashed himself in Buffalo, ain't he?
Now, yeah, I think so. Oh, okay, let's see what he's got to say. Well, what do you know? Get this, Jim. Dear Marty, seeing as how you are standing in for Leo, I am writing this to you. As you no doubt know, I am sitting here where they tell me McKinley got knocked off because all of us had to lamb out of town on account of a certain character getting very busy in our custom hangout. So I am here not on account of I want to be, but because when I hear an order, I do so. But now I'm out of dough. I am clean. I am strictly on my upper, so to speak. I therefore request a roll. A figure, a grand, will do me until we can go back into business. And if a grand isn't here by Tuesday, I'll have to do something I don't want to do. Awaiting a reply quick and fast, I remain very truly yours, Cat Nine.
You don't like the good English. Not on account of I want to. That don't sound right to me.
Mm-hmm. So he thinks he can get away with that.
Oh, Cat don't mean nothing, Marty. He just needs dough to stay in the way.
That isn't the way I read it. And if a grand isn't here by Tuesday, I'll have to do something I don't want to do. How does that read to you, except that Manuel is going to squeal in plenty?
All he means is he might have to take a job. It costs dough to stay in the lamb. You know that, Marty.
All I know is Leo gave me the job for taking him. Letting a blabbermouth like Cat Mangan stay around isn't protecting anybody.
So what are you going to do? Cats in Buffalo.
How would you like to take a little trip, Shiv? Mm-hmm. You ever seen Niagara Falls, huh?
What for you want to go up there?
Well, Niagara's right next door to Buffalo, pal. A trip like that ought to bring us with an easy rifle shot of Cat Mangan.
Well, Marty White, as I live and breathe.
Hiya, Paul.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, not since you did that little job for me across the border. How have you been?
Okay, with a reason. You know Chef Canal, Chef? Paul's Moran.
I am, Mr. Moran.
Glad to have you in our town, Canal. Well, what's the pitch, Marty? I thought you were keeping an eye on things for Leo.
I am. That's why I'm here.
Oh. That's so. What do you think is wrong?
Nothing, as far as you're concerned.
Oh. Well, what then?
The Cat Mangan is hiding out up here.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know. He had a report to you, same as we did.
What about Cat?
He wrote a letter.
I always say don't write telephone, especially with women.
Maybe Cat should have done that, too.
Huh? If so? Excuse me, Mr. Moran, I don't think...
Shut up! You don't think.
Okay,
okay. Neat little warning tight down the end. Pay or else.
You sure?
Of course I'm sure. That's why I'm here.
What do you want from me?
This is your territory.
Definitely.
Well, I want an okay to take care of Mangan. Here.
You think he means it?
Well, he wrote it, so he's thinking about it. If he's thinking about it, how far is he from doing it?
Yeah. All right, you got it. How?
Well, we got his address in a room across the street. I brought my rifle. Just fit it for a silencer.
All right. But if you get in Dutch, don't ask for me. That's all.
We won't. Either way. See you around, Paul. After a while.
Sit down, will you, Chiv?
I can't sit no more. 2 days we've been here. Not a sign of them.
Let's stand. Just stop walking up and down.
I can't help it, Marty. I ain't like you. I can't sit in the window for 2 days holding a rifle.
Why not?
Nothing to it. When you have to use a rifle that you need any skill.
Let me go out for a walk, Marty.
Now, what's with you, Sylvia? Nervous?
No. Ever since I did that time, I can't stay in a room and I can't go out. I gotta walk.
Now, you walk as soon as a job is done.
Who's that?
Well, you won't know till you ask.
Who's that?
That's you, kid. This is
Paul.
Marty there.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Come on in.
Well, nice layout you got here, Marty.
It'll do until we're through.
Nice rifle, too. Too bad you're not going to get to use it.
Why not? You're protecting Mangan.
I don't have to. He's lammed again.
What? Just kidding, Mr. Moran.
No, I'm not. He must have spotted you when you took this room. In any case, he's conned some dough out of a couple of girls and headed west.
How far west?
He stand up in Detroit. Boys out there knew he'd been holed up here. I asked if I wanted him for anything.
What's he doing there?
Dealing in a joint on Wabash. I've got the address. You want it?
Want it? Pack up, Schiff. We're heading west. Next stop, the Motor Metropolis. Thanks for the tip, Paul. Do you a favor sometime.
How much longer, Marty?
Till he comes out.
3 a.m. already.
Cut the song and dance. We're here. We're waiting.
Okay, okay. Only I thought...
Never mind what you thought. You drive. I'll do the thinking and the shooting.
I heard you. Can I turn the heater, Marty? I'm cold.
Go ahead. You have to ask everything. Hold it.
Is that him?
Yeah, that's the cat. Right down the stoop. Marty had nothing to worry about.
Get him, Marty, so we can get out of here.
Let him get close. A 38 isn't like a rifle.
He's getting in that car, Marty.
After him, quick.
I can. Get him on the fly, Marty.
Can't, street's too rough.
So let him go.
Keep after him.
Doing my best.
Keep him in sight, will you?
I'm trying.
All our rotten luck.
You think he saw us? Maybe. Maybe not. Luck is right. That's why they call him Cat. He's got 9 lives.
Anybody in the car waiting for him?
There must have been. I didn't hear no starter.
Somebody's tipped him. Keep on his tail, will you?
I'm keeping. Where's this road go to?
Don't you recognize it, Jerry? We came over in the opposite direction yesterday. This is the way to the airport.
That's pretty.
Yeah, very pretty. There's Mangan aboard her. That character's plenty lucky.
Where are we heading, Marty?
To the bulletin board. They usually have a timetable packed on it.
Why, are we going someplace?
Well, I'm not sure yet. We'll see. Here it is. Flight 309 leaves here at 3:20. Stop to Chicago, then straight through to Los Angeles.
Cattle stay in Chicago.
Not him. He knows we're looking for him now. And Chicago's unhealthy. He'll go on through.
So what are we going to do?
We'll wait a while. Let him think he shook us. Then, you see, then I think we'll see what the weather's like in sunny California.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Don't Write, Telephone. We continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Jack LaRue as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone. Marty, with Jim tagging along, hung around Detroit for a week, letting it be known in the proper places that they had no further interest in Cat Mangan. But once Marty felt certain that the grapevine, through whatever source had tipped off Cat before, had advised their target that he was no longer wanted, he took the next plane to California, complete with hunting equipment and a protesting ship.
I don't like it.
down there, Chev.
Pretty country.
I hate flying.
Well, you said the plane Cat took was pretty.
Cat was on it, not me.
What's wrong? You rather spend 3 days on the train?
The train you can get off. This is like in college. Only 8 inches on the ground. You can't walk, not even from the cell door to the window.
I get it. Before you know it, we'll be in California.
But I'm afraid of it. Maybe we won't know it.
Now you'll know it once we get there.
Once we get there. Where you got the rod, buddy?
Suitcase in the baggage. All pretty. Numbers filed off. Nobody will ever trace them. Not even the cops.
Get a good look at that dame?
What dame?
One of the uniform. It goes to the plane.
Have you been making any passes?
Me? Passes? No, of course not.
No, see that you don't. We've got enough trouble on this operation. No Danes, understand?
Yeah, I understand. Only I still think you got that letter all wrong. But I got a feeling about this job. The whole thing smells like trouble to me.
So, you're Marty White, huh? When did you blow in?
Last night.
Alone?
No, I left Shiv at the hotel. Getting his land legs back. He sure hates flying.
You must have been in an awful hurry to get here.
I was, Fletcher. I understand you only have a few days of sunshine each year, so I wanted to catch the good weather.
Never mind the bum jokes, White. What do you want in my territory?
I want Cat Mangan.
He's minding his own business, living in a little place over in Alta Vista. No trouble.
Well, he wrote a letter. Said he'd talk unless I let him have a grand of Leo Dunn's money.
Oh, Cat's not that crazy.
Well, see for yourself. I carry that thing from home to Buffalo, to Detroit, now here. Excuse the creases.
I see. I'll have to do something I don't want to do. It's clear enough. Never thought Cat had tried something like this just for dough. Okay, what do you want from me?
Cat's address.
Ask the girl for it on your way.
And you're okay to take care of him here.
You've got that already.
And can you charter a plane for me?
How big?
Well, big enough for Shiv and me and the pilot. And big enough to get from here to Frisco or Las Vegas. We'll head east from either place.
I'll take care of it. When are you, working?
Tonight.
All right. Call me before you leave the hotel. I'll tell you which airport and the make and number. And, as the saying goes, Marty, good hunting.
She's in there. Where's his car?
Garage is attached. The big door. You go in right from the house.
I was going to get him without a chopper. He drives right out, that is.
Watch and see. That's his garage.
Like this? He drives out and you don't do nothing?
No, not yet. He'll be back. He thinks he's safe. Okay, Shiv, drive up that driveway and block it. We can wait until he comes home. Headlights coming up the hill, Shiv.
Think it's him?
Oh, we'll find out in a minute. Oh, the sucker, the crazy sucker. He's getting out to see who we are.
Where are you going, Marty?
No, Paige. Just to meet our long-lost pal. So, you thought you'd sing, did you, Cat? Well, here's your grand from Leo with interest. Okay, Chip, let's ride. Strange pieces of lead in them, I'm sure.
Where are we going now?
Straight out to the Burbank Airport.
Marty, we ain't gonna fly again.
You want to get home, don't you? Hear them? Foul car, I don't hear any bells. That's no fire engine.
So quick?
You must have heard the shot. First bad brake. Put on, Shiv. There's a plane waiting for us. Let them chase us. We got wings once we hit that airport.
Thank you.
right, Jim.
Right onto the field.
Check.
There it is, the little one with the engine turning over. Here's where we ditch the buggy.
I don't know which I hate most, flying or cotton.
And I kid you, fly. But first, run for it.
Before you smell that trouble.
David, tell me when we get home. Is the ship fresh and charted?
Sure is. You guys are in an awful hurry.
No time to talk. Let's go.
But, Dad, I got to get plays from the tower.
You heard that. Cop, gun your engine.
I can't. I'll lose my license.
You see this? You'll lose more than your license. You don't take off right now.
Marty, those cops. They're stopping next to our jalopy.
Okay, fly boy. Do you fly or do you get a hole in your head?
Sure looks like I fly.
NC 56478 from Burbank Tower. NC 56478 from Burbank Tower. Return to field at once. You have taken off without clearance. Return to field at once. Over.
Burbank from 56478. Can't come back. There's a gun in my back.
Holy jumping.
Cut that radio, you. Burbank, I'm being snatched. Cut that radio, I said. Let go of my arm. You want to kill us all?
NC 56478 from Burbank. Where are you heading? Who are your passengers? Over. 56478 from Burbank. 56478 from Burbank. Come in, 56478. Over.
The plane has just took off, operator. I'm trying to raise him. But who are you? What are you doing in this tower?
Metropolitan Police. Barkley, Lieutenant, homicide. We want the two passengers in that plane.
I heard one of them threaten the pilot, sir. With a gun, it seemed. He isn't answering anymore.
Now, they've got a gun on him, all right. Hey, what's the range of that type plane?
About 400 miles, Lieutenant.
Area map?
On the wall over there, sir.
Yeah, good. Your radio reach that far?
Yes, sir. We have one wave band.
Then get busy. Call them in. Give my name and authority. Tell them to have their local police stand by to pick up two killers when that plane comes down. Here's the list. San Francisco, Las Vegas, Reno, Phoenix, Williams, Sacramento, Carson City, Fresno, Stockton, Oakland. That's a starter, and I get going. Wherever those lads come down, they'll have a fine reception committee all ready for them.
Look, they'll think it awfully funny when we land without clearance from the tower.
Not for that. We'll tell them an emergency landing. Where you in touch here?
Well, they'll check it. They'll know better.
Never mind that now. Your job is to get us down.
Yeah, get us down. Easy, one piece. I thought the big planes were rough.
David, here, Shiv, take this piece.
Before? Who knows we're coming into Frisco?
Maybe nobody, maybe everybody. Who knows?
You only let me keep the radio on. It's in all right.
Shut up, you. Fly the plane.
Yes, sir. We're practically landed now.
I don't care who said it. As long as we're on the ground. Did it have to be Frisco, Marty? Couldn't it have been closer?
I picked Frisco because it's so big. They figure we headed for a tank town someplace.
Okay, fella. We're down. You're on the ground. And you're on your own, but don't ask me to do
it. I'm asking you for nothing, see?
Marty, you killed him too?
I just clumped him. He'll come through after a while. Here we go, Shiv.
All right. Searchlight.
Come on. Come on. Cop.
Yeah, cop's all right.
Come out of that plane, both of you. San Francisco police.
Come on, take us, Flatfoot.
You can't get away. You're covered. Are you coming out?
No use, Marty. It's no use. They're all around them lights. We're sitting ducks.
Hey, don't take me. Go on. Go ahead if you want to.
I ain't no hero, Marty. I'm going.
Marty!
Give up and sing, will you? Well, not on me. Nobody rats on me.
Oh, White. Are you coming up? We saw you give it to your pal, and we can get you without touching the pilot. Are you coming up?
Me? Come out? Are you coming in?
Does not pay. Russell Rowe, who was starred as Marty White in Don't Write, Telephone, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Jack LaRue.
The story you've just heard details some of the methods of operation of organized crime. Of course, in the end, the criminals will court, as they always are. But think a moment of the police organization tied up in the fight against these men, of the good tax money, yours and mine, which is spent in this fight every day. If this type of criminal found no easygoing citizens to fleece, no complacent communities within which to flourish, that money would go to improving our lives rather than to the fight against crime. What this all adds up to is this, that not only for the criminal, but for every citizen such as you and me, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. LaRue. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Garth. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. ¶¶